This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad you're with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. On our homepage, we've got a help box. You can send us any questions through there by email. And then, of course, our helpline is always there for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. That actually comes right to my cell phone, and I promise you I will get right back to you. Well, it's always a pleasure to have John Hinkle in studio. John is the owner of Online Trading Academy, been with us really ever since we started Haystack Help, and has just been a terrific partner for us, and more importantly, has helped thousands here in the Denver area. John also does our CBS television show when we did that with Haystack Help, but now just with CBS. But John's on just about every other Saturday around 7:55 in the morning. You can catch him and see him there on CBS. But John, thanks for coming in again.
Well, thank you for having me, Scott.
Always great to see you.
Good to be here.
It's hard to believe we're, man, getting into that fall time of year.
Well, it's about time.
It is. It is. All right, let's talk a little bit about Online Trading Academy. You know, when I was thinking today, you know, man, all the people I talk with now that we're getting over that 60 mark, a lot of people have different goals and resources and commitments. But here's one thing I like about Online Trading Academy. Whether you're an experienced trader or you feel like that for yourself or you're brand new, tell us why Online Trading Academy is the place for either category you may fit in.
You know, the truth is, for more than 20 years, we've been a leader in financial education, and we've got kind of a process that we teach people. Whether you've got a lot of experience or a little experience, we've got a process that we teach people, a step-by-step process that they can follow to really make the market start working for them. And we do this with a bricks and mortar campus. I always want to point out, people hear Online Trading Academy, yeah, they think, well, I'm going to learn online. No, we teach in a very traditional method. We think it's people learn best by being mm-hmm. with an instructor that they can ask questions to, that can show them directly how to trade in the markets.
Yeah. Do a lot of your students have what most would term financial background?
You know, it really runs the gamut. We certainly have some that are fairly financially savvy. We have an awful lot of people, and you know, there's a chronic shortage of financial education out there. We have a lot of students that really have no complete novices to trading and investing, and we'll teach them from the ground up how to do that.
Okay. Now, most people find investing challenging. I mean, especially if they tried to do it on their own, and that's probably why they come to you. Why do most people find it so challenging?
I think the biggest thing, Scott, if you think about it, if you're like most people, you haven't had any education, you haven't had any training. You know, schools don't teach you very much about this or anything.
Not at all.
And so you've maybe inherited a 401k or you have a financial advisor. You've never really had an opportunity to build the skills necessary to make the kind of money you're capable of.
Right. So when people come in, and we're going to talk about a class here in a minute that you're offering us, but when you first meet people for those first times, you say, hey, why'd you come? What are just some of the reasons you hear?
You know, there's a whole host of reasons. And in some cases, people have been kind of curious about the market for a while, maybe never known how to get started. And, you know, they maybe heard us on the radio and decided, hey, you know what, I'd like to find out a little bit more and see if this is something that might impact my life. We have a lot of folks that maybe they realize that they're not saving enough money to have the kind of retirement they envision, or maybe they've put their hopes and dreams on hold. You know, so many people I talk to, they have put their hopes and dreams on hold. Yeah. That might mean not taking a vacation they'd planned, not buying a new car, or maybe not having their kids go to the college that they'd wanted to. And they realize that by trading and investing in the markets, they can meet their goals. They can make them a reality.
John Hinkle is our guest, Online Trading Academy. Check out their website, tradingacademy.com. Now, John, something that we've been promoting quite a while is your classes. And you have a half-day class. And you and I talked before the show, and you're kind enough to give us 15 passes for this. So tell us a little bit about this half-day class.
It's a great class, Scott. Our students really love that class. They're gonna come away from that class knowing how the market really works, what makes it go up, why it drops. And we're going to show them a path that they can follow, a step-by-step process to really make the market work for them.
All right. So here's all you have to do. Call now, 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511. Mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio. And you're going to learn how to trade, invest, and I love these words, protect and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. It's a half-day class, and you're going to learn firsthand on what we're talking about with investing for long-term wealth and short-term income. Call now, 303-217-4511. Seating is limited. And this is at that beautiful Denver campus that John spoke of earlier. This is kind of in the Tamarack area off Hamden I-25. This is a $500 value. Once again, John is kind enough to waive that fee for us here at Haystack Help. So I hope you'll call now and reserve your spot, 303-217-4511. So, John, what scares people most about retirement? I mean, man, you know, it seems like, and I was talking with a guy the other day about this, when I was growing up, if, you know, a gentleman retired, seemed like 8, 9 years, 10 at the most, boy, they'd pass away. Now people are living 30, 25, 30 years past retirement. You better have a plan, right?
Well, if you're lucky, you live a long, long way past. Yeah. You know, we are living longer, and I think, you know, you know, every once in a while, I talked to a student the other day who said to me, you know, I don't want to end up like my mom and dad, where they're really scrimping to get by on Social Security. They hadn't saved well enough, and now they're living a life of the, you know, a meager existence rather than thriving. And I think a lot of people are cognizant of that, and as they kind of age, they realize, hey, I better get ahead of the game. I've got to save more money. I haven't saved nearly enough. And most people dramatically underestimate the amount of money that they really need to live the way they want to live. I mean, sure. You could always move to a foreign country, I suppose, if you want to save money, or move in with the kids. That's certainly an option. For a lot of people that want to travel, they want to experience life. They have this vision of their golden years. They want to make that a reality. And our students realize that trading and investing could be part of that. It can help them get back on track, no matter where they are now.
All right. Again, I'm going to let you hear a couple of testimonials in just 1 minute, but I want to remind you about this half-day class. All you have to do is call. And, folks, this is a great offer. And when I say thousands, I'm telling you thousands of people have gone through this through Denver, and it is an awesome course. All you have to do is call 303-217-4511 and reserve your spot. So we're going to hear a couple of testimonials real quick from some folks from Online Trading Academy.
They have all of the support that you would ever need and all of the education and the knowledge, and you know, it's for a lifetime. You're signing up for a lifetime membership with OTA, and that's really what matters, I guess, to me, is that I can always go back to OTA and learn more, gain more knowledge, and become successful with that.
Absolutely, come here. I've met people that have read books, and they just have been like, oh, you're doing 4X? Okay, you want my books? And I'm like, no, I'm going to OTA. You should check it out because I feel like I've been taught the right way from the beginning.
It's like every time I've asked a question, people have been right there to answer. And I've taken a couple repeats, and I thought people were going to lose patience with me, and I have not found that to be true.
And that shows right there, John. One, the importance of good instructors, which we'll talk on here in a minute. But a few words I like there. Support, education, and lifetime. You can't beat those three words in a testimonial.
Yeah. And we pride ourselves on the education that we offer our students. I mean, we've kind of tuned our education so that people can learn a variety of ways too, Scott. You know, we have certainly in-person classes where you can talk to the instructors and they can kind of very hands-on type of learning. We also offer online resources for students that maybe can't come in, and we have a help desk that helps students whether it's with certain computer issues or just you know, helping people who may not have as good a computer skills is a big part of it too.
Right. And, you know, we've talked about this many times with you on the show. When we ask you what has changed since you were a trader many years ago. And you talk about just being able to be anywhere in the world.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
What freedom.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You know, I started, and I was, as you know, Scott, I started as, maybe the audience doesn't know, I started
as a
professional trader on the trading floors in Chicago, trading for my own account. Back in 1987, which seems like just yesterday, but I know it was, is it 40 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah, more than 40 years ago. No, it can't be that far. 30 years ago.
30, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I'm getting older than I thought. But, you know, and it's amazing. Back in those days, you needed to be on the exchange floor to get the best prices. All trading took place on the exchange floor. Nowadays, it's completely different. Trading takes place electronically. That means all you need is an internet connection, and you can have the same access to prices that anybody on Wall Street has anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about patented methods, just to be clear, you're talking about so a student can learn exactly what we would say Wall Street and the big banks know.
Yeah, I mean, we've developed a patented method of teaching people, you know, how to trade and invest in the markets, and it's something we've been working on and improving.
Mm-hmm.
We get a little bit better every day, and we've been working on for 20 years, more than 20 years that
right.
The Academy's been teaching people.
And really, Online Trading Academy is the world's leading financial educator.
Yeah, I don't know of another company that's got, you know, we've got campuses in seven countries, more than 40 campuses, all over the planet, and you know, all English speaking countries,
sure.
Of course. But you know, and it's something that we're really proud of. We've grown from a small trading floor in California to a worldwide leader in financial education.
Great. Once again, John Hinkle is with us, Online Trading Academy. Give him a call, 303-217-4511. Take advantage. This is a half-day class. Once again, where you're going to learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods we were just speaking of. This is a $500 value, but John is kind enough to offer it for our Haystack Help listeners absolutely free. All you have to do is call. Seating is limited, so call now, 303-217-4511. So, John, when you get, you know, people go through this class and you get to visit with them a few minutes, what do they look at you and you kind of hear? Man, I had no idea of this. What are they surprised to learn?
Most of them are disappointed they didn't do it 10 years ago.
Exactly,
once they really understand how it works, you know, because the compounding factor of money. But I think most people are really shocked they think they understand how the markets work, but they're really kind of surprised at how little they actually understand. Mm-hmm. And really, how straightforward it is at once we kind of lay it out there for them.
Sure. Now, let's talk about instructors here, and then we'll have to hit more in another segment with you. But what I loved about your testimonials with us too, people said, hey, I could ask questions. And you mentioned that earlier. You know, you can't do that if you're watching some video somewhere. So, I mean, asking questions and having those people right there and can get that individual time. Talk about the importance of the instructors.
Yeah, our instructors, first off, they're amazing teachers. They're great communicators. And they're all experienced traders, which I think is really important because our students really benefit from the fact that they have a lot of trading experience and they're able to share that with the students. Initially, you know, Scott, a lot of them started out like I did mm-hmm. as professional traders. More recently, a lot of our successful students they love the classroom experience. They love the way it impacted their lives, and we're kind of drawn to teaching others.
Sure, and you know. Several, I'm sure, came through just like, hey, heard of a half-day class.
Absolutely. I think we've got, I don't know, I can't remember if it's three or four. You know, we've got more than 130 instructors all across the world, but I think we've had three or four that have come actually started as students in the Denver campus.
That's great. Well, John, we appreciate this offer, and, man, thanks for all you're doing for everybody. Give them a call now. Look, most of us make a lot of different resolutions, and one of them is usually financial around the first of the year. How's that resolution worked out for you now that we are at this point in the year? If you need to make some changes, here's an easy one for you to do. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. Come to a half-day class that Online Trading Academy is giving to you. This is something that could change your life. Again, learn how to trade, invest, protect, love that, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. It's a half-day class. All you have to do is reserve your spot now. It's 303-217-4511, 303-217-4511, and their website, tradingacademy.com. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, if you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to a new partner for us in the Denver Rescue Mission and have Nicole Cheddar with us. She is with Public Relations and a media specialist there. So, Nicole, thank you for being with us today. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for having us on today.
Well, hey, I'm glad. You know, I saw you guys were doing a clay shoot, and it really fits in with our Sportsman of Colorado show, and we wanted to let our folks know about it on our Haystack Help show as well. And Denver Rescue Mission has been around a very long time. So let's delve back into a little bit of history about the Denver Rescue Mission and kind of just tell us where they kind of came from and where it is today.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been around for more than 125 years. Our kind of mission statement is that we've been meeting the needs of the most vulnerable men, women, and children in our community for all of those years. And a lot of people know us as our emergency shelter downtown, which is our Lawrence Street shelter. It has the big cross outside. It's hard to miss.
Yes.
Yeah, and so we have been an emergency shelter for all of these years, but something that's really cool and something that a lot of people don't know about us is that we've also expanded to transitional programs and rehabilitational programs for men, women, and children here in Denver who are experiencing homelessness as well.
Okay. So it is a place where I think a lot of times we just kind of think of men, you know, going to a shelter, but that's not the case today, is it?
It's absolutely not. I mean, I've only been here for a year, and since that time, I have seen families, I have seen children. In one of our transitional programs, it's called our STAR Transitional Program, we actually have around 60 to 70 kids who are in our youth program in our Denver Broncos youth room. So I think that space of homelessness is definitely changing from what a lot of people perceive and what they thought they knew. It's definitely different today.
Right. And so from where it started and to where it is today, I was asking a few things before you came on, but there's actually three locations where you can help people with housing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we kind of function around emergency services, transitional programs, community outreach, and rehabilitation. And so our emergency services is our downtown location. That's our Lawrence Street shelter, our Lawrence Street Community Center. And that's where men can stay overnight. And our Lawrence Street Community Center is also where people can come and volunteer and serve meals. And also for our guests to come in during the daytime, and they can not only get a meal, but they can charge their cell phone, they can do their laundry, things like that. But we also have our Holly Center and our e-shelter, so we can accommodate around 1,000 men, especially during those colder winter months. We see that really fill up, because people who wouldn't typically come inside for shelter do during those cold months, because it's just so cold. And then kind of going off of the transitional programs, we have the Crossing, and that's where we have our families and our kiddos staying, as well as the men in our New Life program.
Gotcha. Nicole Cheddar is our guest. She is public relations and media specialist for the Denver Rescue Mission. And what about donations? I mean, we're going to talk about an event here in just a minute, but I mean, what type of donations do you need? How do people donate? And I mean, cash is always good, because that lets you get what you really need. But I mean, what other type donations do you guys accept?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you mentioned, you know, cash is always appreciated. We serve more than 900,000 meals a year. And so having those donations help fund that. But we also need items like food and furniture and clothing, especially with fall and winter coming up, things like hats, scarves, mittens, gloves, anything that you would need to be outside in these colder winter months, mm-hmm. are items that our guests need as well.
Right. And it's hard to imagine right now with the weather we're having, you know, but man, when it gets cold, it gets cold. And most of us can open a closet door and choose between light jacket, medium jacket, extra warm jacket, and a lot of people do not have that luxury, right?
Absolutely. And you know, some of the men that, you know, I've spoken with who stay in our downtown shelter, you know, having a coat and having those gloves are a lifeline for them, especially because they're taking the bus to get to work. They're walking to and from places that they need to be during those cold winter months. So having those are just absolutely life-changing for them.
Right. Now, let's talk about a really cool event that's happening October 18th, and this is going to be the 7th Annual Sporting Clay Classic held out at our good friends at Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, and you've heard about them on our show several times. So tell us about this event.
Absolutely. So I absolutely love this event. I got to attend last year, and I think that it stands out from all of the other ways people can give to Denver Rescue Mission. You know, it's this great, unique way. It's a great day for a great cause. You're out at Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, which is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, and you can grab your friends, your coworkers. It's on a Friday, and the best part is that while you're having fun, you're giving back to Denver Rescue Mission.
Absolutely, and again, here's where you need to go. Go to denverrescuemission.org/sportingclayclassic, and tickets are $100 per person. And hey, if you're a company out there and maybe you'd like to sponsor a station and explain how it works, not sure how many they will have for the whole, if it's the whole course. There are over 20-something stations there, and they can, well, I'll let you explain, how does that sponsorship work?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have station sponsorships as well as team sponsorships. Station sponsorships are $1,000, and the sponsor kind of has the opportunity to post their corporate logo at a specific shooting station. And then also we have our team sponsor, which is around $500, and this covers the cost of one team of five shooters from your organization, and your company logo is also listed in our event program for the day.
Okay, great. So go to denverrescuemission.org/sportingclayclassic and get you a team signed up. Now, if you don't have five friends, hey, don't worry about it. Come there. They'll get you paired up with another team and make a complete team. But I'm sure most of us can grab a few buddies. And ladies, hey, love, when I say buddies, let me include women, ladies, we'd love to have you come out and shoot too. And I'm actually going to be talking with a ladies group that I know, Nicole, called Hunting Divas, and they have a huge following, and try to get some of them out there too. But the bad part is they might outshoot some of the guys, so that may be the problem.
I absolutely love that, Scott. And you kind of hit it right there. You know, it's such a great opportunity for people who care about the Denver Rescue Mission to mm-hmm. meet with like-minded people and just connect over, you know, their love for helping others.
Sure, absolutely. So again, this is going to be a great event, and you know, it takes a lot of money to take care of people. I mean, and most of us just look in our own household, what it takes for us to live. When you're talking about feeding people, you're talking about clothing people, and you're talking about toiletry items, all the different things, it takes a lot of money. And I tell you, money adds up. I saw something the other day on a GoFundMe thing, and a lot of people gave $50, and before you knew it, it was $20,000, you know, and everybody just giving a little bit. And so it can add up there. Now, before I let you go, I want to talk about something still a little ways away, but great events that you guys do in November and December as well.
Absolutely. So we are gearing up for our Thanksgiving turkey drive. And believe it or not, we raise our collect 15,000 turkeys wow. to give to men, women, and children throughout the Denver community. We're kind of known as the hub for turkeys, and so once turkeys come in, we're giving them to organizations and churches across the board to make sure that every family and every person gets to celebrate Thanksgiving. So we're getting ready for that right now.
Yeah, well, that'll be really cool. So again, help us out and help us help other people, change some lives. Denver Rescue Mission has been doing this a long time, and the only way they can continue to do it is if each and every one of us help a little bit. So maybe you can't come, and maybe you're a business out there, and like I say, maybe you can sponsor a station, maybe you want to pay for a team for someone. Anything like that will be of help, but hopefully you'll come out and join us. It will be a fun event. Now, I did fail to get, what time does it actually start? What time should people be there?
Yeah, so it kicks off at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay, yeah. Great. All right. Well, Nicole, hey, I appreciate you being with us today, and we're going to do this a couple more times leading up to the event, but we appreciate all the information, and thank you for what you do for them as well. And we're going to try to get out there and have a bunch of people and have a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having us on today.
All right. That's Nicole Cheddar, Public Relations Media Specialist for Denver Rescue Mission. Once again, go to denverrescuemission.org/sportingclayclassic. And if you got any other questions, you can get in touch with us here at Sportsman of Colorado or our Haystack Help and here at the station, and we'll be glad to help you. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You will regret not calling the police after your accident. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
It's one of those situations where you want to make sure that you're covering your own self. And we talk about harvesting the evidence yourself, getting pictures, getting recordings of things, and doing all of that. And that's important because sometimes the police get it wrong, but the majority of the time they get it right. And they're going to be trained to ask the right questions. Our public servants are there for that sort of thing, whether it's a small accident or a big accident. They're trained to get this information so that we can rely on it later.
Always call the police after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no-obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves. Who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
We would like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have Dr. Shane Stedman back with us. He is with us each week, or someone from his team. Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Their phone number, 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. And with that, we'll welcome the good doctor. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. Beautiful day out there. Always fun living here in Colorado. Gotta love it.
I know. I love it.
Absolutely. Hey, I know with Dan and you, you guys spoke last week and got on some topics. It's funny. I send that guy some things to talk about, and he talks about nothing I send him, you know?
Well, I know. Well, but you know,
It was a great topic.
I love talking to Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. You just never know where he's going to go. So, Dan, if you're listening, no, great job. Always does a tremendous job filling in for me, and I appreciate him very, very much. But you guys were talking about hormones and things, and, you know, I was talking with some friends and about this topic and all, and we're talking about all the different facilities around, and I'm not here to knock any of those when you talk about low T and all these different deals. And but I do think you got to be careful in just going to a clinic that their only specific thing is just to try to do some injections and different things. If you haven't really been to someone like yourself to figure out where all your blood work is at and all that different thing. So let's talk about that just a minute, and you can take that wherever you'd like.
You know, I think a lot of times with, you know, and I agree with you, I don't think the goal is to bash clinics. I think the goal is to educate people that finding a clinic that is willing to investigate is the kind of clinic that you want to go to, you know? So, people should know that they can always interview a clinic, mm-hmm. you know, first. I mean, that's why we do free consultations. It's a good way to interview us, you know, not all patients or all people, you know, are great fits. And so I think it's good for people to know that you can go and interview these clinics and say, hey, you know, do you guys try to find the root cause, or do you guys just work on symptoms? I mean, what a blunt way to be, but it's sure. a really nice way to kind of find out that, hey, before I spend all my money, are you going to actually try to figure out what's causing my problems? Or are you just going to give me Band-Aids?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I actually had this, it's always funny how sometimes we have these conversations and they end up being the conversations we had in the office today as well. But I know I was talking to another patient. We were just kind of, you know, I was working on her and we're talking, and, you know, there is a time to find the root cause. And then there's also times where, you know, that person needs a Band-Aid fix, you know, and that's, you're just doing like ERs and, you know, and regular doctor visits, you know. And I think if somebody has, you know, some crazy low libido, or some hot flashes, you know, there's times where you're like, okay, I got to get these hot flashes down, and then I can go figure out what's causing it, you know?
Right, right.
But I think as long as somebody's looking for a clinic that says, okay, there's a time and a place for a Band-Aid while we're trying to figure out the cause, I think that's the clinic that you should look for. And unfortunately, I don't think there's a lot of clinics that do that, because I think from a revenue standpoint, it's much easier to be like, well, here's your hormones shot, here's your supplement, here's your whatever. And, you know, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think you got to find those clinics a little bit more, you know, kind of getting to the root of it.
Right. You know, someone was telling me about these, I guess there's some kind of pellets they can inject under the skin that do some things. Again, I'm not saying it doesn't have its right place. I'm not saying it doesn't help people. But, man, I would sure want to know that's going to help me before I start doing stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, and those pellets are, what's kind of cool, there's different forms of hormone replacements. And we'll be like Dan to give him, you know, crap if he's listening. But we'll be like Dan and go off topic. So I think with hormone therapy, you know, there's different types of hormone therapies out there. For example, there's sublingual, which is stuff that you'd put underneath your tongue, whether it be like drops or, you know, just the things that dissolve under your tongue. And those are really good. They have a shorter half-life, which is actually kind of nice. I kind of like those a little bit better because of that short half-life, meaning that if you put something under your tongue, it doesn't last for days and days and days and days. So it's a little bit easier to control somewhat. And then you have shots. You know, some people can do shots or injections. Mm-hmm. And then some people, there's pills. You know, the problem with pills, most of them are synthetic. And then when they hit your system and they break down, it's not a one-to-one ratio. So what you ingest doesn't mean that's exactly what you're absorbing. So they can actually break down to other things in the body, depending on your genetics and your liver detoxification system and your digestive system. So sometimes, I think they say about 10% of what you ingest actually gets into the body.
Gotcha.
And then there's like the pellets. Well, there's creams. I'll kind of back up. So there's creams and pellets. Those are the last two. And the pellets are kind of cool. They usually last about 6 months, and then they inject them under the skin, and then they stay there, you know, for 3 months, and they dissolve on their own. The problem is like once they're in there, you don't really take them back out. So if you decide to change your mind, or somebody says, well, I'm not really doing well on this progesterone, you're like, well, it's in there for a bit. You know, so I think they could take them back out, but usually they just let them dissolve, and then they don't do that one again.
Gotcha.
And then cream. The cream is kind of what is probably my least favorite. I think there's a time and a place for it, but cream sits on your skin, and it doesn't mean that what you put on your skin is what you absorb. So your fat will actually store some of the hormones. So after using creams for years and years and years, you don't know how much your body's actually pulling in, and they tend to last quite a – they have a pretty long half-life. So those
okay.
kind of your different ones out there.
Right. You know, something I was reading today, it said hormones have profound effects on mental, physical, and emotional health. So, boy, you want to talk about a topic that affects your life, it would be hormones, right?
Oh, my gosh. And I think that's what Dan and I were kind of talking about last week with menopause, because, you know, we're kind of laughing. It's like any guy who's been married, or if you date a significant other, you know that once those hormones go off, you know, it affects mood and emotions and energy and sleep and the whole gamut. I mean, sometimes women tell us all the time, like, I'm a totally different person, you know, and I have no control of who this person is, you know, and it's just, that's how much those hormones have such a role. It's amazing.
Right. And, you know, this article I was reading, it said they term these hormones as chemical messengers. And it says they play a role in controlling your appetite, weight, and as you said, mood. So, man, it sounds like if we can get a handle on this, boy, you got pretty good control of your life right there.
I agree. You know, and I think hormones are a good thing for people to know. That chemical messenger, that is very, very accurate. They are involved in so many pieces in the body. I mean, you can look at estrogen and osteoporosis. You like estrogen in skin health, estrogen in blood sugar, estrogen in thyroid, estrogen and stomach, estrogen in gallbladder, estrogen and serotonin. Those are all, I mean, that's just one hormone. Like, they're involved in so many things that there's something that can really make or break a person's, you know, I guess, function and lifestyle.
Sure. Dr. Shane Steadman is with us, Integrated Health Systems. Once again, their number, 303-781-5617. And he's already mentioned they offer a free consultation. And whether it's about our topic today, it doesn't matter. Check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. But Dr. Steadman is kind enough to offer that to Haystack Help listeners. So when you call and make your appointment, just mention you heard him here on the show. So is the goal in this whole deal with our hormones is we're just trying to find that right balance? Is that the word? We're just trying to balance our hormones?
I think that's what you tend to find, I'm going to say yes and no. So I'll back up. You tend to find that to be the goal in most of your traditional kind of mainstream medicine kind of views where, hey, we got to get everything back in balance. Mm-hmm. And I agree. And I think that's the kind of the, I almost want to say that might be more like the Band-Aid approach. You know, like if things are back in balance, that's great. But then the question always becomes what created the imbalance and is that imbalance still there? But yeah, you want to do that. There's some docs, and I think this is good for people to know too. I think there's different philosophies in hormones where some people look to balance the hormones out. There are certain docs that don't really look at balance, but they actually will increase like a specific hormone. So I've seen this over the years where one doc, all they give is estrogen or all they give is progesterone or all they give is testosterone. So they kind of be that doctor that really likes to specialize in giving every patient progesterone, for instance.
Right.
And then there's a group of docs that are kind of big in the anti-aging world. In the anti-aging world, for simplistic terms, is giving you enough hormones to kind of set the clock back to where you were in your like 20s and 30s. So we tend to see a lot of those patients are on a lot of hormones. Mm-hmm. So they bump up all of them across the board, progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, and everything is raised together to make you feel young and youthful and vibrant and all these things. And, I think all of it, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I think the reason why is because you're not going back to the cause and finding out why they became imbalanced to start with.
Right. So where do we start? I mean, what to find out, I mean, if you're feeling like your hormones are out of whack or you don't even know, you just know you're not feeling good and you're, you know, going through all these weird emotions or whatever state you may have. I mean, it starts with that consultation that you do. So walk us through what that consultation looks like, even just getting started with it.
You know, in the hormone world, if somebody came into the office and said, okay, my hormones are messed up, what should I do? I think the best place is usually blood work and then a saliva panel. And I'll kind of explain the saliva panel. The blood work is nice because it tells us what's going on from an inflammatory standpoint, blood sugar, the thyroid, all those things have an important role on hormone function. The other test is saliva. And I know a lot of people go to their doctor and they have blood work ran, which is a great test. Mm-hmm. The reason why I love looking at saliva is because they call it a free fraction hormone. So it's not bound to a protein. It's kind of what's available to be used. And you can measure estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and most all your hormones through saliva. It's much cheaper, and you can get a really big picture of all of the hormones. So for not that much money, you can actually run a lot of hormones on one test and find out, okay, how is this impacting you, and where's the breakdown? Because hormones convert into other hormones. So you might have too low of testosterone because it's going into estrogen. But nobody ever checked, like a guy, no one ever checked his estrogen. So they just say, oh, you have low testosterone. This, you need more testosterone. Well, The reason why it's low is because he's got a leak and it's going over to estrogen. So if you just give him more testosterone, it's going to keep going into estrogen. So that's not a good scenario.
Yeah.
So with saliva, you get to look at the whole picture and say, okay, what the heck is going on? And this is where we need to address. So those are like the two places that we tend to start off with. When we're evaluating a patient for the first time, and then that will give us all of the information that will give us quite a good picture along with their history to say, okay, here's what's going on with your hormones. Here's probably why, you know, this is happening. And here's what we're going to do to get your hormones balanced. Here's what we're going to do to get the cause under control. And then whatever else that it's, you know, created its own dysfunction too. You know, we're trying to work on those pieces.
All right. You know, I was again, just looking at some things before the show, and it seems like, if you look at, you know, and everybody likes natural ways to balance things, it looks like, boy, if you take the few things they mentioned here, over a third of them are just talking about still things with our diet. I mean, you know, it always comes back to that, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Sometimes I feel bad. I'm like, that's all we ever talk about. It comes back to diet. I was reading those as well. You know, and yeah, it's kind of funny. It's protein. You know, protein is huge. You know, really watching your carbs and what you eat, you know, is is big. And we talk about blood sugar all the time on this show, you know, how much that really impacts people. And here it is popping up again, how it can really impact your hormones. I think the biggest one that I think is really, really, really underlooked, and nobody really talks about that much, is fat. You know, I think in our society, we become very fat phobic.
Right.
I think everything's low fat. Don't eat eggs. Don't eat, you know, don't eat coconut oil. I mean, that was kind of a huge thing a little bit last year or year before. You know, people don't understand that actually the fat that you consume, like essential fatty acids, play an amazing role with the hormone receptor sites. And if you don't have good fat, if you don't consume good fat, that actually can alter your hormones.
Wow. And another thing it said, you know, consume a real high fiber diet. And, you know, and everything's individual for people. And that's what I want to get with the care for you, because you guys, I mean, you don't just grab a hormone book and tell everybody do the same thing. Everybody's different. And that's the individualized care that you guys offer at Integrated Health Systems, because of the team that you have that's able to do that with Jess and everybody else. But, I mean, it's such an individualized approach, isn't it?
It really is. And I think if people are looking, you know, at these clinics, I think that's another great question to ask. You know, so we said earlier, you can ask, you know, do you guys look at the root cause, or just do symptom-based care? And I think another one is you can ask, do you do individualized care? You know, and not just, well, you got X amount of testosterone and you got X amount more. You know, that's not really individualized. But like, are you saying, okay, for you, here's what's going on in your case and the direction we're going to go. And for you, we're going to do this. Or is it just a protocol-based clinic? Because if it's a protocol-based clinic, I would probably go the other direction.
Yeah, no doubt. I tell you what, we got to take a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other ways here that you can naturally balance your hormones and get into some other topics here with Dr. Stedman. Your health matters. We'll be right back.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Watley. We have got Dr. Shane Stedman with us. And again, I just want to give a personal note. You know, we've seen Dr. Stedman for several years now, my wife and I, and just, boy, have helped us every time, and really helped my wife several years ago, finding out all the things that she had with gluten and a lot of different things. So this isn't just a show we do. We do this because we believe in Dr. Stedman, and he is the doctor we see. So I hope if you are feeling not your best, and you want to try to change some things here even before the end of the year, and we all start making all those commitments to better health after the first of the year, do it now. And now is a great time to get in. Give them a call, 303-781-5617. You know, Dr. Stedman, besides the diet, and we talked about hormones again, if you're just joining us, but we talked about several things with the diet, but several things, and I mean, this comes up on every show, it seems like, but you talk about stress and sleep are two big things as well.
Absolutely. You know, and I think with regards to the topic today, you know, sleep creates a lot of stress, and stress really messes up hormones. You see this in pregnancy and or fertility. I remember way back in the day, I heard all these stories when I was in practice. There used to be I want to say like an old doc. I can't remember if it was like Dr. Spock. That sounds familiar, but I think people used to talk about that. It wasn't the Star Trek version. I think there's actually a doc. And I remember people would say that the old school treatment for infertility was to go on vacation.
Right.
And you're like, well, that's fascinating. Right. So how much is stress playing a role with infertility? And then being in practice, I've heard these stories where, you know, we are told that we can have a baby, and we tried and tried and tried, and then we finally gave up trying, and we got pregnant within the next couple months. Or we told that we can have a baby, and we adopted, and then after we adopted, we could get pregnant. You know, and so it makes me wonder, truly, you know, how much stress plays a role. And I've seen this over the years. We've had people come in the office that had infertility issues, worked on gut, diet, stress, and inflammation, and they were able to get pregnant. It was kind of cool there for a while. We had some people from the Amish community because they're very holistic. So we started seeing them, and kind of when you see one person from the Amish community, you start seeing more and more and more. It's a really kind of honoring thing. But that was kind of the case there too. It was just like, you know, kind of worked on stress and fatigue and blood sugar, and lo and behold, like 8 months later, you know, you kind of see him be able to conceive. So I say that in fun, but that's kind of the case with most of these things. Is like when we're stressed out, our hormones are a mess. And I think like, you know, I'm married, so I can tell. I can tell when my wife is stressed, her hormones are a mess. And when she is good, her hormones are good. You know, if you're on vacation, your hormones are awesome. And when you're getting ready to get married, you know, they're a mess.
Right.
I mean, most women talk about like, you know, I'm trying to get married and my hormones are a mess. And so the doctors will, you know, give them something to kind of trick their bodies so that they can actually plan their pregnancy, so they can actually, you know, have sex on their honeymoon. You know, it's like that tells you how much hormones are influenced by stress, but yet, you know, I don't think it gets addressed a lot. So that I would say stress and then sleep. If you don't sleep, people are just a mess already. But the problem is you get into like chicken or egg, you know, can you not sleep because your hormones are a mess, or are your hormones a mess because you can't sleep?
Right.
So I agree with you. It really comes down to some simple things that are sometimes hard to fix, but at least we know where to go.
Sure. You know, you mentioned about eggs, and that article that I sent you, you know, it said eggs are one of the most nutritious foods on the planet. And then it said in one study, men had a lower, do you pronounce that ghrelin? G-H-R-E-L-I-N?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've never seen that. And it said men had lower ghrelin levels and insulin levels. But what is that ghrelin?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's funny. I actually lecture on this topic, and it's not something I always dive into. But when you get into, like, leptin and ghrelin, these are things that they're almost like your satiety hunger centers. So usually have things in your brain that tells you, like, hey, stop eating. You know, like, you've had enough. So sometimes when I'm lecturing, I'm kind of making the joke that if you want to see a bunch of people with leptin and ghrelin issues, just go to your local buffet, because you don't ever get these signals to say stop, stop, stop until your stomach is expanded and pushing into your
abdominal muscle. So it increases appetite.
Yeah. So you have something that increases appetite, and then you have leptin that tells you to stop eating.
Wow. Yeah, ghrelin overrules leptin. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely can. And this is where you see sometimes, especially in men, you know, where their hormones get kind of out of whack, and they eat and they eat and they eat and they eat, and you're like, holy cow, like, do you have a hollow leg? And they're like, well, I do. Like, you got this hunger center that's kicked on, but you don't have the leptin to turn it off.
Wow, interesting. So when you're sitting there with a guy and he maybe came in just for what he thinks is something else, but he starts describing symptoms, and you mention to him you may have a hormone issue, I bet you get some strange looks.
You do from the guys.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the guys, yeah.
Yeah. Most women are pretty good. They're like, oh, I got a hormone issue. Guys, oh, no, that can't be, or if they do, I always kind of laugh. Guys will tend to be really quiet about it, so they'll either whisper or, it's because that's not a thing in the guys, that is almost like a taboo thing to talk about. So guys don't want to hear about it. But it's a big deal in men. It's a huge, huge deal in men that needs to be addressed. And I think guys need to be more proactive about making sure their hormones are good.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's Integrated Health Systems, integratedhealthdenver.com. Their number, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. When you call, mention you heard Dr. Stedman on the show, and I promise you, they will get you on a good path. And Dr. Stedman, real quick, about a minute left here. Finding out the root cause and all that, and then having someone like Jess on your team to help you with all these nutritional areas of your life too. Boy, that's very valuable to us as a client of yours.
Absolutely. Having Jess on board is really helpful because it's another set of eyes that can dig in to people's problems and maybe say or see something that I didn't. And also our counseling too. We talk about hormones. Counseling is stress. People have some massive stress at work, home, marriages, and I think it takes a village, and that's kind of what we've tried to develop here is a little village to take care of people.
Right. Well, Dr. Stedman, hey, as always, great information. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to our conversation next week.
All right. Have a great one,
man. That's Dr. Shane Stedman, Integrated Health Systems. Once again, their number, 303-781-5617.
Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.